only certainty about this election is that no one knows what the hell is going to happen. And yes, the odds would back that up. We're currently offering a 1 to 10, a completely unbackable, bonkers 1 to 10, that there will be no overall majority. And it's pretty long odds, 7 to 1 for Tories and 20 to 1 for Labour to turn a majority. So it is looking like a hung parliament. What that looks like, no one knows.
The hint, though, there, when you mentioned 7 to 1 on the Conservatives to win an outright majority and 20 to 1 on Labour, is that there's a three times more likely chance, approximately, that you think the Tories might win this election.
Well, we're fairly sure that the Tories are going to win more seats. Now, I don't think they're going to get anywhere near the magic number of 326 to form an overall majority. We're estimating they win somewhere in the region of 284, maybe 285 votes. That is our seats. That is our mark in the sand. Funnily enough, today, for the first time in years, Ed Miliband has gone the slight, and I mean slight, but slight favourite for next PM. He's currently come into 5 to 6, and Ed Miliband out to 10 to 11. Now, for any betting aficionados among you, you realise that that really is nothing in there. But Miliband has a slight advantage because there's only 3 weeks to go, and the Tories haven't pulled away in the polls like everyone, you know, was expecting them to do. So very interesting times indeed. Good for bookmakers.
Very good indeed. And with the favouritism changing there, do you think the television debate had a big impact on the slight change in price?
Not so much. I mean, we paid close attention to it. It didn't really do it much for us. I mean, they were all playing it very safe. They played with a straight bat. No one said anything too risque or daring. You know, there was more to lose than they did have to win. That was our view. So, no, it's more the fact that, you know, the Tories traditionally pull away with about a month to go, you know, in the polls. And that's not happening. And Miliband's personal rating is going up. Everyone expected to be going down. And the Tories, you know, trump card of can you imagine Miliband as prime minister, you know, isn't stacking up because people are actually beginning, you know, to see that he could be a good prime minister. So it's getting very interesting.
Nigel Farage is going to figure in this general election, not least in perhaps constituencies in the southeast of England, particularly in Kent. And of course, he's fighting South Thanet. But there is a real prospect, Rory, that he might not win his constituency.
Well, this is the one area. It's a bit of a difference between the pollsters and what we're saying, the bookies. We're still fairly convinced that he's going to walk it. He's currently 8-13 in the betting, and that represents, in our eyes, a 62% chance of him winning there. The pollsters, depending on who you read, they have it very close. They have it neck and neck. They have the Conservatives sometimes in front, even Labour coming in. So. That there is a bit of disparity here. We're seeing huge amounts of money on Farage. It's the most heavily polled, but it's also the most heavily punted seat in this general election. And I think punters are backing him at any price. He's getting so much airtime. He is this rather charismatic leader, and punters are, you know, are lumping onto him. The pollsters might tell you something very different, but. You know, the old adage, where you put your pound and what you tell a pollster can be two very, very different things.
Indeed. And isn't it true that perhaps people who walk out of the voting booth don't admit so readily to voting Conservative as they do Labour? Do you think perhaps the actual real poll on the day might reveal a surprising result, certainly more than a hung parliament, which so many people have been talking about for weeks and weeks now?
I think it's going to be difficult. I really do. I mean, there's a reason it's 1 to 10 for no overall majority. I can't see the Conservatives getting over the line. No one can. I don't think Labour will at all after they're going to get wiped out in Scotland. So, you know, it's going to be a hung parliament. If you ask me where I'd put my £10, I would probably go Labour propped up with SNP and possibly, you know, the Lib Dems chipping in. But I don't think the Tories and the Lib Dems will have enough to get over the line. So we're going to have to keep a very close eye on this one.
Finally, Rory, let's compare UKIP with the Lib Dems. And UKIP are polling very nicely in the national poll. They certainly look like they could win more votes nationally than the Lib Dems. And yet, the Lib Dems may well win more seats. Why do you think that is? Why are UKIP not performing, perhaps, in individual constituencies in a way that the Lib Dems are?
I think the Lib Dems are the safe party, and despite all the Clegg bashing that goes on, you know, the whipping boys and all that, I think people view them as a respectable, safe pair of hands, and, you know, Clegg is probably going to hold the balance of power again in one way or another in this election. UKIP, it looks to us, and certainly the odds would reflect this, I think the polls as well, that they've had their day in the sun. You know, since the beginning of the year, they're losing momentum, they're slowing down, support for the leader has massively fallen. And I think people are just beginning to wake up that UKIP might spell trouble. And, you know, the David Cameron describes them as the party of loons and fruitcakes and, you know, closet racists. Possibly that's a bit strong, but I think people are beginning to realise that you vote for UKIP, you're certainly splitting the Conservative vote. So a vote for UKIP, you're going to end up with Miliband. So people are probably, you know, beginning to realise that's a dangerous thing and going back to the Liberal Democrats, which are a slightly more safe pair of hands and a vote away from either Tories or Labour.